to a brand new Hot Spurs podcast. A little bit different this week. Got Cullen coming up in a couple of days when we play West Ham, and we'll talk about the game then. But tonight I thought I'd interview a couple of guys that are different stories, but both to do with Tottenham. First one is Adam, who's a member of the band Leddy and the Kings, and they've just re-recorded Hot Shot Tottenham, which is a good laugh. I know people normally do a song for the FA Cup, but we've done it for the League Cup. Why not? Have a bit of a laugh, eh? And it's really good. So Adam talks about that and the story behind that, which is good. And then I spoke to John Toner, who is a guy that was in court today for the Archway saga, and he just fills us in on the details. So a couple of good interviews coming up. Off we go.
Adam, how you doing?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Right, listen, tell us all about it. What happened?
Well, I think once we were drawn in the semi-final, we thought, you know, we've got half a chance of making the final here. And we were just having dinner, about 9 or 10 of us, and we thought we were talking about our favourite Spurs memories. And initially, back in 2010, when we used to go to a lot of away games as a group, in the car, you know, up and down the motorway, we'd managed to rewrite the lyrics to Hot Shot Tottenham, the chorus part with the players in it, to fit the squad of 2010. And I brought this up for some reason, and one of the guys said, well, why don't we try and do it for the current squad? So we didn't really give it a lot of thought. And the next day, we got back together again. I thought, you know, this might be a good idea. Why don't we, you know, put something together and see if we can make a song up following the Hot Shot Tottenham theme. Didn't really think anything of it. And, you know, if we can release it, we can get out for charity and maybe make a few quid for a good cause.
Brilliant.
And one of the guys that we're with is actually a music lawyer, and another works in music PR.
Yeah.
And given their various links, we were able to get in touch with Chaz and Dave.
Yeah.
Just to say, look, would they mind if we used the song? And amazingly, they were completely supportive, and to cut a long story short, gave us the master, from which we went into the studio on Tuesday, recorded the song that we'd written.
Yeah.
And gave it to the club on Wednesday, and all of a sudden on Thursday we're on the pitch introducing ourselves.
I wasn't there on Thursday. Paul Coit asked you on to the and had a little chat with you, did he? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was fantastic, and they played the song that we'd written, obviously, and the club had made a video which featured the Carling Cup highlights up to the final.
Yeah.
As well as cutting from player to player to fit the song, and you know. To coin a phrase, it really was a bit of a dream come true for us. I mean, we'd never been on the pitch before like that, and to walk out of the tunnel at half time was something very special.
Oh, that's absolutely brilliant. I mean, as you know, as an avid listener to the show, we use Hot Shot Tottenham as our intro. But we only use about 20 seconds of it, just in case we get in trouble. But
you've got a new version to use now.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's why I wanted to ask you, actually. Would it be all right if we use your song as our intro?
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
Now, it's
for charity, as you were saying there. So could you tell us a little bit about the charity and how to get the song?
Sure. So we've teamed up with the Tottenham Tribute Trust, who are a fantastic charity who look after former Spurs players who come under hard times.
But Daniel Wynn on the show several times. So, we know about the Tribute Trust, yeah.
Yeah, so we've been working with Daniel all week and his associates, and a guy called Johnny Abelman was on the pitch with us last night, who did a brief chat about the charity. And, the song's priced at 59 pence at the minute. It's on iTunes, and it's being opened up to all platforms. And all net proceeds go to the trust. And it's obviously a fantastic cause that we're proud to support.
That's absolutely brilliant. I mean, when you came up with the song, sorry, let's just go back a little bit. So you are an actual group, are you?
No, we're not. We are a group of, well, I'm a caterer, there's two guys that work in music, one guy works in sales, and another works in law. We're a complete mishmash of professions.
And this is your first single?
Completely, yes.
I tell you, I think the second single just, it's got to be Diamond Lights, hasn't it? I mean,
well, either that or, you know, if we make it back to the final next year, then we've got a ready-made song written for us already, haven't we?
Listen, it's brilliant. So you sit around in the pub, you decided to do the song again. I mean, I've actually I'm a runner, And I've gone through the Heart Shot Tottenham song several times in my head, and I do it off by heart, you know, which is really, really cool, obviously. I've sort of thought of an intro for our podcast as well and all this sort of stuff, because it is a brilliant song, isn't it? It's so catchy.
It's really catchy.
It's excellent. And when, so when you did it, there's one bit in the song. I'm gonna analyze it a little bit here. So there's one bit in the song where you really go on about Bobby and he's going to score at Wembley. Was there a bit of debate about whether you should do that with Bobby Soldado?
Well, I think there was a bit, but you know, as you could tell from last night, we have clearly cured him because, you know, 15 minutes after the song was first played, he'd scored because they actually played it before kickoff as well, which caused a great deal of excitement amongst us. But, you know, within 15 minutes, he scored a belter. So obviously you can thank Nedley and the Kings for the return to form of our £24 million striker. So, you know, checks in the post.
Weren't tempted to say Addy?
I think we did have to trim the squad down slightly. So there are a few absentees, unfortunately. and by straw poll, Bobby edged in instead of Addy.
Yeah, I think popular, very, very popular choice to do that. Excellent. And then there's a bit where Nabil Bentaleb, Leb, and I was like, that was good as well.
Well, because people have actually been tweeting me just that line, just Nabil Bentaleb and Stambouli. And we're trying to get people to film themselves and send it in to our Facebook page or our Twitter and have a bit of a competition, because we've had a few people dancing to it and sent videos in. It really has been great fun to do.
Well, I think that obviously, you know, you just sort of started. When did you put your Twitter page up on? Like last week or something?
Last night. We didn't really do anything until the song went live.
Yeah.
And so, about 7 o'clock, everything kind of clicked into action. And we were all at the game, obviously, so it was quite difficult to keep control of it. But when Spurs wrote an article about us this morning and put the YouTube video up online, that got picked up by people like Paddy Power and 101 Great Goals and the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
So it's snowballed and escalated quite well. And at the minute, we find ourselves at 28th in the iTunes top songs chart, which is quite amazing, really.
Brilliant. Who's 29th? Sam Smith or someone like that?
Yeah, well, we're officially better than Drake if you look at the stats, and only one space worse than Taylor Swift at music. So, you know, that's a pretty good feat for a band that's been here for one day.
Just behind Ellie Goulding, which is a nice thing to say.
Yeah.
Now,
you can say that, Steve.
No. So, that's brilliant. So, obviously, everybody, you know, go and follow. It's Nedley and the Kings on Twitter. On their Facebook page, and you know it's such a funny song to listen to, and it really gets you in the mood, obviously, for the final. And it's just brilliant that, you know, Chaz and Dave sort of gave their blessing and everything, so you didn't have to, you know, go underground to sort of do it.
I think the best part of it.
Yeah.
Sorry, the best part of it has been the fact that Chaz and Dave, the club, the Tribute Trust, have all been so supportive, and have made it really kind of. Not easy for us, because we've perhaps put a lot of work into it, but they facilitated things so well that it's just been a really enjoyable process.
Yeah, because I've spoken to Chaz. I've met him a couple of times, and he's just so nice guy. He's brilliant, you know. And when you're a fan, you know, you sort of just chat away, and he's absolutely lovely. So, you know, I'm not surprised by that at all. And great to get the club's blessing as well to go ahead and do it. Is it on their webpage?
There was an article on the club's website today. About midday it went online, which got a bit about us, a fair bit about the charity, and also links to the YouTube video, and also all the information that you'd need in order to download the song, which obviously we'd all really appreciate.
Yeah. Well, no, that's brilliant. And just very quickly then, so for yourself, how long have you been Spurs? How old are you?
I'm 27. I've been a season ticket holder for the last 20 years, so I haven't really had too many cup final songs to have a chance to do. So this is a nice one to get going.
No, that's good though. So you know, you're looking forward to Wembley and what have you. And are you going?
Absolutely.
Are you going to Wembley? Yeah.
Yeah. We'll all be there, probably in our zip ups, ready to go. And anything could happen next Sunday. We've obviously got a tricky game this Sunday and then Thursday evening, and it'll it'll be quite difficult for them to manage the squad. But
that's
a nice position where I completely trust the manager.
That's football, and it's a brilliant position to be in. That's what it's all about. If you think back, a few years ago, Man United had to win their last league game. They had to win, in midweek, and then or a cup final, whatever. They played three games in 6 days and won them all. That's football, and that's where we want to be, isn't it? I can't stand it when these managers say, "Oh, fixture congestion." No, we want fixture congestion. That's what it's all about.
I agree.
Competitions.
So you can't win cups without fixture congestion.
Absolutely, and it's great fun. And whatever happens, I'm a bit older than you, but I've been through seasons where it's all over by January the 3rd because we get knocked out the FA Cup. We've been out of the League Cup for ages. We're not in Europe. We're mid-table. So, to actually be in this competition by March is brilliant, and whatever happens, the competition's finished then anyway, so no other team can say we're still in it. I just love going to Wembley, and the whole day will be brilliant, and whatever happens, it'll be a right laugh, won't it?
If ever I get bored of going to Wembley, it'll be a double-edged sword, because it means we'll have been there so many times that we're obviously a top team again, but I don't think I'll ever get bored of seeing that stadium.
No, absolutely not. I'm watching your beloved Spurs. I always get choked up, actually. I've been there several times now with Spurs. I get choked up. I'm like, oh, my beloved Spurs. Little tear rolls down my eye. And last three times, I don't think we've scored a goal. So hopefully, or an important goal.
Here's hoping.
Yeah, yeah. All right, mate. Well, listen, it's great to have a chat with you. Keep listening to the show.
Thanks very much.
And tell all your mates about it. And obviously, we'll push the single. And if that's all right, we'll use the intro for our intro for the show as well.
Absolutely.
But listen, it's been great.
Absolutely.
Chatting to you. All the best. And, come on, you Spurs.
You said it. Thanks very much.
All right, mate. Well, we're on shot top, and we are the Super Spurs. Everybody knows we're the football connoisseurs. Aussies needs a trebly, cos we're going back to Wembley, and we're up shot top. We are the team.
Hello,
John.
what happens is, you know, because it's planning, it was very complex and dull for large parts of the 2 days of evidence. But the main points are that Archway's appeal centred around two different aspects, really. The first one being the validity and legality of the granting of the CPO.
Yeah.
And the second one was whether or not the club had made changes to the plans that they got permission for, that were, after the permission was granted, that were significant enough to have possibly changed the Secretary of State's decision to grant them permission. It's quite complex to kind of put into a simple sentence, but that's it, basically.
Yeah. I mean, what Spurs fans would want to know, basically, is can we go ahead with the new stadium?
Not just yet, no.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, no, there's the... I'd love to be able to say how long it will be until we can actually start sort of putting shovels in the ground, but they actually still have a course of appeal open to them via the Court of Appeal, which they haven't indicated whether or not they're going to pursue at this moment in time. So it depends on what they do in that respect, really. I mean, if they don't choose to appeal it further, then the compulsory purchase order will just take its course, and the club will acquire the property, and they'll be moved on. I don't know. I would imagine in a couple of months, I guess. But that all depends on whether or not they appeal. So.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, as it stands, you know, I can only speculate, but presumably, you know, Daniel Levy has offered this family a boatload of money. They don't want to accept it, so this is why it's got this far. Would it be the case?
Well, I wouldn't be. I think it'd be dangerous to assume that Daniel Levy's offered them a boatload of money, as you put it.
No, I mean that's what everybody's saying, so I don't know.
Well, I mean, yeah, there seems to be a lot of people seem to say that on Twitter, but I mean, I think the truth is nobody knows the details of the private negotiations between the club and Archway. Yeah. So we don't really know what's been offered. I certainly don't know. but I find it hard to believe that Daniel Levy would have, or the club, sorry, would have offered them, would have offered them a large amount of money and they would have turned it down. I think had they been offered a large amount of money, or especially some of the figures that I've been seeing flying around Twitter, then they would have taken it. So, or they may have done, but nobody knows what the private negotiations have been between the two.
Yeah, because it's difficult, isn't it? I mean, I've had a chat with directors up there who have sort of said, you know, yes, you know, the amount that we've offered is substantial, you know, but again, I don't think the directors I've spoken to know exactly what negotiations have taken place, so we don't know. But you know, this on this podcast, we can speculate. Go on, mate.
No, I was just going to say, that's what's frustrating for Spurs fans, because I'm a Tottenham fan myself. I go to most of the games. You know, we all want to see the stadium get built. Because we don't know the private bits of what have gone on, we're a bit sort of lost. So we're sitting here wondering, you know, we're just wondering what's going on. So, yeah, it's frustrating for us all, really.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the majority of sort of Spurs fans, we're sort of down to earth sort of people, and you know, we certainly.
I don't know about that.
well, what I mean by that is we're not one of these, you know, we're not like corporate. We moan about Enoch and we moan about Levy and we want, you know, we want to stick it to the man and all that sort of stuff. So we understand sort of where Archway's coming from in that respect. However, we're desperate for a brand new stadium, and we want to know, you know, the ins and outs of it. But obviously, for legal reasons, we can't know everything. So you know, but what I was going to ask you was, do you know if, for example, Spurs kind of won today in commas, inverted commas. But does that mean then that what the amount or whatever was on the table can now be taken away. And we say, well, actually, let's, for example, say we offered you X amount of money. Actually, we're not giving you that now because we've won the court case, so you won't get that. Is that a situation that's happened now? Or
In terms of private negotiations between the club and Artistry, I wouldn't know. But the CPO itself, if it is carried out, the club still have to meet the conditions of that, which, as far as I understand it, will involve purchasing of the land at a set price plus an extra percentage for the inconvenience of having your land forcibly taken off you, as well as paying for the removal costs and relocation costs and various other costs, as far as I know. So it's not the case that because Archway runs successful today, that the build the land will just be taken off them and that's it. They will be compensated, in some way. But that's down to the details of the CPO, and that's a legal obligation that the club will have. The club and the other parties involved will have to fulfil one way or the other.
Yeah, but I mean, in terms of just finally, mate, is it looking promising? Is this a step in the right direction, or are we kind of back to square one and we still haven't got a clue what's going to happen?
it's a good development for the club. And it is a step closer to finally getting the stadium built, but it's a very small step, I would say.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to point out, I think it's interesting that, you know, obviously Spurs fans are really behind this, and but, you know, Archway have been getting a lot of stick, especially online. And I think this is the only instance I can think of where a huge business effectively putting out of business a much smaller one is being sort of cheered on from the sidelines by people. I think if it wasn't a football club, I think people's attitude to the situation might be slightly different.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a funny one, isn't it? But hey, you know, we keep our fingers crossed to hope it's all resolved. But I just thought I'd have a chat with you because you seem to be the man in the know and everything. And a lot of us Spurs fans sort of reading what the judge has said, and we still don't know where we're going. But hey, you know, it's all exciting times. Are you going to Wembley next week?
I am indeed. My tickets arrived during the week, actually, so yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, fantastic.
Not sure how I'll feel about it the following day. I think that depends on the result.
Well, listen, you know, we're going to Wembley. It's going to be a brilliant day. We're playing against the multi-millionaire Chelsea and all the rest of it and what's gone on this week. We're the moral winners already, aren't we? I don't know.
Well, in the cup final.
We'll see. Listen, mate, thanks ever so much for chatting with us. I'll obviously, if you fancy listening to the show, we have some great guests on. We have Mike England, and we've had Paul Walsh and Des Walker, Graham Roberts, Mickey Hazard. We'll add you to our collection of fine guests.
Of eminent guests, yeah. All right, well, yeah, no, I'll definitely give it a listen.
Yeah, brilliant. All right, mate. Thanks ever so much for chatting to us.
Cheers.
Cheers, then. Bye. Bye.